The warm weather months mean plenty of music in the area. Not only are there the large outdoor festivals, but smaller series like those in downtown Solemn Springs and around the square in Kingston, and in places like Gully Park in Fayetteville and Pinnacle Hills in Rogers. And Sunday afternoon, the Fayetteville Public Library brings back its free music series, the Mountain Street Music Series. Adams Collins kicks off the 2013 season. Recently, he returned to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk with Antoinette, and he began this visit with a song.
Thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio is the Adams Collins Trio. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello.
And you guys were playing Blankland. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a tune I wrote with the conception of when people talk about going to dreamland, and it's kind of the other side of that where you have dreamless sleep, really deep, nice sleep. It kind of sounds dreamlike, but you're not supposed to be thinking about anything when it's happening.
Now, I'm sure you have to think a lot about what's happening when you're on stage. You have a lot of different configurations, I suppose.
Yeah, we kind of have a family of 5 to 10 people, and we just, you know, we know each other's music and play on each other's gigs just because everybody's so busy with different projects. Garrett's in and out of town a lot, and, you know, we just, depending on the size of the venue and, you know, what it calls for, we hire out to, you know, just call whoever can be there.
Well, how often do you get to play as a trio?
Pretty regularly.
Pretty often, yeah.
We have a weekly gig at the Arcegas Depot on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. And we always have a trio down there.
7 to 10.
7 to 10. And we just started playing out on the porch, and it's really nice. So it's nice. We get to play together every week. And, you know, that's a regular gig. And then plus on the weekends, you know, different stuff comes up. So we've been doing it since November. And it's been great to develop musical relationships, you know, like where it's not just about trying to play the composition correctly anymore, but we can actually have dialogue between us, you know.
Therefore not thinking as much.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, it's been fun to have the music grow over the past 6 months or so.
How is it different for you guys playing, you know, in the smaller configuration as with, instead of up to 10 people?
It's nice because it's more transparent. Every note counts a lot more. And, you know, you can really get into the subtleties and the interaction. It's great playing with a big group, too, because you can have a lot more force, a lot more power of sound, and you can do more interesting things with orchestration and arrangement. But playing in the smaller group is fun just for the interaction and the transparency, and you have more opportunity to let the music kind of guide you into places that
get a lot more room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I didn't know existed until we arrived there.
Right.
As far as the trio is a smaller configuration, so does that mean that you typically play in smaller venues as opposed to say a bar?
Not necessarily, but no. Yeah.
So, space is always a concern when you get gigs, especially around here, because you get restaurants sometimes or coffee shops.
House mm-hmm. parties.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a small space, you can only bring so many people.
Sure.
You don't want to crowd out the patrons.
Right. So.
Well, I didn't know.
Or volume as well.
Right.
As a trio, if you're trying to book gigs, if, you know, say a bar is less likely to hire you because, you know, people maybe not come to pay attention to that and you're more like background music. Does that make sense? And so it's easier for you to get a gig as a trio in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Or how does that work?
Right. Working as a jazz musician is interesting because we do get hired a lot. We call them like wallpaper gigs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, the first gigs that I was playing was at Pinnacle Hills Country Club about like 10 years ago or something.
I just love that gig, though, because like I say, though, even though it's a wallpaper gig, you'd really be surprised by the number of patrons who genuinely listen to it as well, though, a lot uh-huh. of times. So, I mean, you do the restaurant gigs, and yeah, most of the people, it's just background noise, but then you'll wind up with like a handful of people that really genuinely enjoy that. I remember playing at Pinnacle. There's always one patron in particular that I always remember coming up, and he just would love it every week and would tip us out really good and
yeah.
everything. So when we were up there playing John years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You never know who. You're still always playing for somebody. That's what you got to keep in mind, even when you're doing those restaurant gigs. There's still somebody out there that's genuinely like involved and listening and is excited about what's happening. So it's one of those, it's easy to try and like get off in your own little world where you think you're not maybe as important. But in all truth, there's always somebody out there that really genuinely is happy and appreciative that this art form still alive and still going. And they actually listen to the music and know the vocabulary, so you better be on your A game.
Yeah.
That makes it worthwhile.
Exactly. Sure. So.
Yep.
Well, should mention the reason you're here is because you're opening up the Mountain Street Stage Concert Series June 2nd across the street here from us at the studio at the Fayetteville Public Library. Now, there you guys are the main attraction, so people are coming to see you. So does that make it different?
You could be rock stars for the day.
Right. Yeah, it's cool because we can really get into some original music and, you know, help talk about the pieces. And, yeah, it's just... when you have an attentive audience, it's more inspiring to really, you know, draw energy off the people and how they're reacting to what you're playing.
So I love it, people dancing. I was playing a wedding like two nights ago, and like it's people don't dance to jazz very much anymore, but every now and then you'll get this, like this rare group of people that are like know how to dance, know how to like do salsa dancing and things or swing dance, and it really draws inspiration. You're like, you start feeding off these people, and it just puts a big smile on everybody's face, like guaranteed across the board whenever people start doing that. So,
or hula hooping.
Hula hooping is great as well. So, whatever you need to get into.
Now, when you guys are the main performers, like you'll be at the library, do you feel like you have to say things in between songs? Because, you know, bands always talk in between different songs and stuff like that. And you don't have to do that when you're at a restaurant. So, I mean, do you have pithy stories in between that you're planning on telling?
Yeah, trying to be witty.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that I think about, you know, and especially for a gig like the library where I know it'll be kind of a feature showcase. You know, people want to be entertained. Our job is an entertainer. And music is its own language, and we're very familiar with it, but other people maybe not so much, so we have to use our human language, you know, to help communicate some of the ideas and help draw people in.
Music, I mean, the best songs, in my opinion, have always been a storytelling art of some sort or fashion anyway, so it's sometimes nice, it goes back to, I mean, you're a world traveler, but divulging what stories are involved with the individual tunes. It really will draws people in, being able to tell them, well, this is where this comes from, this is what's going on. And like I say, Adams is full of great stories, so as are his compositions. So that's the joy part about it, is trying to find the stories that match up with all this. And for sure, I mean, these are instrumental pieces, so there's a musical language going on with it, but the storytelling's still there. So
I always try and brush up on a few jokes too, in case I freeze up.
Brown chicken, brown cow is your
favorite.
What
you got?
Skeleton walks into a bar and he orders a beer and a mop.
Wah, wah, wah.
That works. I like it. That'll work. Do you guys have
that one and more?
And more. June 2nd. So something to look forward to there. Do you guys have your set list ready yet, or do you just do you do set lists?
It'll probably we don't usually do set lists. Yeah,
but we got a set of songs. You know what's getting ready to happen. So it's just, but you read people, read the audiences, and see where things need to go. And it's like this morning waking up, we were trying to get up and around because we're musicians playing all day. So just like, Johnny's wanting to start off with this, like, up-tempo thing because he's full of energy. And I'm like, I'm out of bed. Yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet. So let's chill out and do Blank Land or something that's a little more subdued.
Well, it sounded good. And you're welcome. So if people want to come see you live, you will be at the Mountain Street Stage Concert at the Fayetteville Public Library June 2nd from 2 to 4. Admission is free. And people can find out more information about that at faylib.org. And they can find out more information about you guys where?
AdamsCollins.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Everett.
Adams Collins, Garrett Jones, and Johnny Arrendato, they are the Adams Collins Trio, and they will launch the Mountain Street Stage Music Series at the Fayetteville Public Library Sunday afternoon. There's a little bit more from that conversation that you can hear as an audio extra at OzarksAtLarge.com.